ability to describe a single thing has been sapped. A word that means everything obviously cannot mean anything. So because the term love has been layered with so many diverse and sentimental associations, do we assume that it has lost all potency for communication and must be discarded to the scrap heap of useless vocabulary? By no means. The term is too rich, and its usage so rooted in the history of human discourse that it would be catastrophic to abandon all hope of its reconstruction. What is needed is the philosophy of the second glance, by which we look closely and carefully once again at what the word love signifies so we can separate the dross from the fine gold of its meaning. We need to distinguish between what love means and what it emphatically does not mean. This requires discerning the authentic from the counterfeit, the true from the false. The problem we face is exacerbated when we realize that our interest is not limited to defining love in the abstract, but defining it specifically as an attribute of God Himself. If we confess that love is an attribute of God, then our understanding of the nature of God is only as accurate as our understanding of the love we are attributing to Him. Neither may we retreat into a cavern of safety by declaring that although love is an attribute of God, it is not an important attribute, and therefore its distortion does no serious harm to our full understanding of God. Though it is a dangerous error to construct a hierarchy of attributes of God, the attribute of love is so important that if we do not get it right, we fail to have a sound understanding of God. Of course, that could also be said of the other attributes of God, such as His omniscience, immutability, infinity, and so on. In a word, all of the attributes of God are important. To say that His attribute of love is no more important than the others is not to say that it is less important or that it is unimportant. The Scriptures so clearly declare the importance of the love of God that to neglect it, negate it, or minimize it in any way would do violence to the sacred text. To see how seriously the Bible takes the attribute of God's love, we need only to look at John's statement in his first epistle. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Chapter 4, verses 7 through 11. In this text, John made the remarkable assertion that God is love. We notice immediately that he did not say simply that God is loving or that God loves. Rather, he said that God is love. What are we to make of this? The word is, which is a form of the verb to be, sometimes forms a tautology. A tautology is the unnecessary repetition of an idea wherein there is nothing in the predicate that is not already present in the subject. For example, we could say, a bachelor is an unmarried man. This may also presuppose that the bachelor has never been married in order to distinguish him from a divorced man or from a widower. Was John stating the link between his subject God and his predicate love as an equation or an identification? I think not. If he had meant to declare an equation or identity, he would have said something like this: God equals love. Let us think for a moment about how an equal sign functions in simple arithmetic. If we say that 4 plus 3 equals 7, we see an equal identity on both sides of the equation. Nothing would be distorted if we reversed the order of the equation so that it read 7 equals 4 plus 3. Essentially, there is no difference between 7 and 4 plus 3. They are identical in numerical value and content. What would happen if we treated John's declaration in this manner? We could then reverse the subject and the predicate so that we could say either God is love or love is God. This is dangerous business